馆。
If you think you had it rough during the beginning of this week, think of the people in Buffalo who were stuck in the snow for almost a whole day. Yeah, that's when you have to be prepared, like have water and crackers and stuff in your car and blankets. But some people were actually there. I thought it was up to 12 or 15 hours, but it turns out some people actually were stuck in their car for almost 20 hours on Interstate 90. Then you got all these guys with the jaws of life trying to pry you out, trying to dig you out, too, in some cases, because they had a few accidents, mostly fender benders. That's the good news. But you had 6-foot-high drifts, and it happened, you know, like by 8 p.m. on Thursday, the snow was falling at about half an inch per hour. Half an inch! That's crazy. Whew. You got to have some serious strength when you're digging out of that kind of stuff. That's when it's like, forget it. We gotta go to the kitty and get money to have somebody use the snow plow and dig us out. And that's what happened. They had plows and any all-terrain vehicle kind of thing that they could find to clear the road and come up with gas and water and all that kind of stuff for the people who were just completely stranded. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight. Kate Delanius, always the captain of the ship, thrilled to be here coast to coast and all those spots in between. Coming up in another 10 minutes, we've got Nail the Score. Can you believe that the season is almost finished? We did have one winner, Chris in Connecticut, and the elves, Santa's elves, are still busy packing up her grand prize because she has serious bragging rights and she won some great stuff. We really cleaned out the prize closet, but never fear. We still could have other winners, and maybe this will be your time. Maybe you'll be the next winner on America Tonight, because it had taken so long to have a winner that now, here we go. We finally get the winner in Chris, and I couldn't have been more thrilled for her. So that's coming up. But before we get to that, we talked about the snow and how brutal it was in upstate New York. As you had people that just were stuck all over the place and had to be dug out. And, in fact, it was one of the worst storms they had. It was a real record setter, but not the worst. There was 76 inches of snow that fell in Buffalo in December of 2001. 76 inches. I remember that. I had a friend that was living up there and said it, you just had to go out. They would take, like, shifts, no kidding, and go out and shovel because where are you getting all these snow plows? And that's what her family had to do. There was like four or five of them. And so at least they had enough people to do it. But that's pretty rough stuff. All right, speaking of rough stuff, Charlie Rangel feels like he got roughed up. The longtime congressman was censured by the House. It's not a surprise that happened because, remember, the committee initially a couple of weeks ago, voted to recommend that the House censure him, the full House, and that he also pony up the money for any unpaid taxes. And in case you've been living under a rock where they really nailed the 20-term Harlem Democrat was the fact that he didn't pay the money on the vacation house in the Dominican Republic. They found that out. And also that he was using his office, using the letterhead, sending solicitation letters to people for money, to raise money for a center with his name on it. That's where they really got him. So the vote was 333-79. And when they do that vote thing, you got Rangel, the congressman, standing in the well of the House as the formal censure resolution is read out loud by the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, what a stunning downfall for a guy who was once considered to be a pretty powerful voice, pretty power-wielding member of Congress. So the last House members to be censured before Rangel, remember, were Jerry Studs and Daniel Crane. That happened back in 1983. And they got into trouble because of sexual misconduct with House pages. And see, that's what Rangel was saying afterwards. Well, I didn't have sex with anyone underage. I didn't do anything like that. And there are people who did worse things. It's like, oh, that's the worst, the blame. Just take it like a man and forget about it, Charlie. Just take it and that's it and let it go because it's not going anywhere. How's that? Speaking of letting it go, a lot of people are upset that the World Cup did not go to the U.S. Instead, Russia gets the World Cup first, and then Qatar gets the World Cup the second time around. So the next two times it's hosted, it doesn't go to the U.S. They didn't make it in. They made it down to the finals in the second time around for 2022. But it didn't go to them. Instead, it goes to the Middle East. Here's what Landon Donovan had to say about the disappointment.
Nobody wants to lose. You can tell what it means to people, both on the winning side and the losing side. And it's a sad day for us and however many other seven other delegations. But it's a happy day for a couple countries. And you have to remember that.
Yeah, that was pretty diplomatic. What's he going to say there? It was a happy day, certainly, for two strange opposite polar ends where you go Russia and then of course you go into the Middle East, and I think they were surprised and happy they were in the running. But here's the U.S. getting shut down again. First it's the Olympics denied, and now this. Crazy, huh? Oh well, there's always next time, right? I got a programming note to tell you about. We're taking the show to New York City for a couple of days next week. Been invited to be part of a domestic violence thing that Liz Claiborne is putting on, and they have all kinds of people, victims of domestic violence, people who deal in it, and people in the fashion industry who have put a lot of money behind dealing with domestic violence. And I think there's going to be some politicians on hand too, but that's what we'll be talking about on our Wednesday show. It'll be the whole idea of where have we come as a society with the whole domestic violence issue. And as I have some personal stories about this, I guess, not with me, but with people around me that have been victims of domestic violence. I know just how brutal that can be. I've got one in particular. My husband's uncle was a cop, and I've told this story, but I'll just quickly say it again. And he almost died because he was stabbed repeatedly as he tried to break up a domestic violence situation. And for all of you listening that have dealt in this, whether it's on the psychological side or as a police officer, law enforcement type, man, you know what it's like to respond to those kind of things. It is so tough. It's so tough to deal with the situation because you go in and it's explosive and you just don't know if you're going to come out of it. Too many people have actually lost their lives because of the tempers flaring and somebody has a gun or a knife or, you know, something else. And it's interesting, in going to New York, just as a side note, we've had Bob Diener on the show from GetARoom.com and some other people talking about bed bugs. And they just had a clothing store, Juicy Couture, have to shut down their doors in Fifth Avenue in New York because they discovered some bed bugs. How about that? I mean, this is a 15,000 square foot store that they say they can open on Friday. They got to exterminate the whole thing. But, geez, you think people are going to be anxious to go back to Juicy Couture? I think that's going to hurt business a little bit. Ooh, that's that whole thing with the hotels, too. Got to be careful when you go to New York City. It's hurt tourism there. All right, join us on the flip side as we'll be doing that nail the score thing.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate the pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. I can hardly wait. There are some really good matchups on the board. I mean, we're getting to some good stuff. The Sunday night game looks like that could be interesting. The Monday night game, also same thing, could be pretty interesting. I don't want to spoil it, so without further ado, my man Donovan Mattson, the technical maestro, does such a great job on the show. Let her rip with the computer. Oh, my. As I thought, or was hoping, anyway, somewhere in this world of the little computer, the game would be chosen. And so it has spoken. The computer in Minnesota has chosen the Texans and the Eagles. No, I'm just kidding. That game's already in the books, by the way. Philly beat the Texans 34-24. That'd be funny, people calling in. Let me guess what I think's going to happen here. All right, so the Jets and the Patriots, that is the game that was chosen by the computer. The computer has spoken. So 9-2, both of these teams. In fact, it's like the fourth time only it's ever happened that you had 9-2 teams that are getting together in the field. Rex Ryan, the coach of the Jets, referred to that when he was asked about the Patriots. Take a listen.
They put a lot of pressure on you with their scheme. Their blitzing scheme is a very heavy blitz team on all downs and distances. They create a lot of different ways to cause confusion with the quarterback and with the offense.
All right, that's Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, you heard he's talking about the defense can, with the blitzes and some of the schemes that they throw out there, how confusing it can be. So he's not taking this game lightly, even though the Patriots are actually favored by just a little bit, though, favored by 4. We'll see what Mark Sanchez comes up with and LaDainian Tomlinson. Can he get the ball moving on the ground? But the Patriots are a solid team, and if anything, they just seem to get stronger. And this is comes on the heels of New York beating Cincinnati 26-10 on Thursday night. This time they didn't need something to happen to push them into some overtime luck. But the Patriots are obviously very different than the Bungles. So at 9-2, it sets up that decent matchup. I think we do have Rex Ryan in the wings. If we have that, let's see what Rex Ryan says. Maybe not. Maybe you don't have Rex Ryan. I'll tell you what Rex Ryan did say, though. He mentioned, like I said, that the 9-2 is so unusual, and he talked about the fact that the Patriots are playing great, that they're making big plays on the defense, but their offense with Brady, you know, what can you say about the offense of the Patriots? He finds the target, even if they change the target. You know, I'm not a great big fan of Brady's, but you cannot knock what the guy does on the football field. That's why he has a fist full of rings. So New York actually holds the tiebreaker over New England in the AFC because, remember, the Jets won the first meeting between the two, 28-14, and that was just the second week at the Meadowlands. So, man, the Jets were so pumped up. So they know how important this could be, but I wouldn't bet against Bill Belichick in this game. I really do. I like the Jets, but I'm going to go with the Patriots, and I'm going to say the final score is going to be 34-27 Pats. Let's see what you have to say. And you know the number, right? You have this memorized. You have it burned into your brain. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. What say you, America? This is our fun game. Nail the score. And as we continue to roll through the football season, we're going to continue to do the nail the score thing. So of all the games that could have been chosen, this is the game that the computer picked. And I think Tom Brady, that's why I went with Brady. I think when you look at Brady, even though the Jets have a great blitz package, inside blitz package, where they can get to Brady a lot quicker than some of these other teams, and he didn't like the pressure just like everyone else, I still think that they're going to come out on top. All right, light them up, boys. You know what to do. Or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Rick, once again, you're the first man in the door. What's shaking?
The Bears.
Oh, you and the Bears.
Yeah, that's why we don't need to worry about the World Cup. We got the Bears.
Uh-huh.
Other countries can have the World Cup stuff.
Okay, there you go.
Whatever. I got the Patriots 24, Jets 17.
All right, so you think like me. You think the Patriots are going to win. It's on their home field, too. All right.
Yeah. I tipped my helmet to Chris out in Connecticut. She won.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't have that witch out there helping her, did she?
No, I don't think so. The magic wasn't there from Christine O'Donnell, no.
Okay.
Well, it was good guessing.
I tipped my helmet to her.
All right, you tip your helmet to Chris in Connecticut. Thanks,
yeah.
Rick.
You bet. Take care.
All right, have a good one. Josh in Kentucky, you get the second stab at it. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm good. You sound pretty good.
Not bad, thank you. Just did not work, so at the car factory. Anyway, let's go for the Patriots, 30 and 27. 30-27.
30-27. Your guess is similar to mine. I like it. I think it's going to be close. I think it is going to be a handful of points, however it breaks down.
Yeah, definitely. When are you going to get the Packers in there for the game of the week?
And you know what? I like the Packers. I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan, so I bet the computer will eventually pick the Packers. There's some good matchups coming up with the Packers, too, if you look at their schedule.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We got you.
Thank you.
You're locked and loaded, my friend. Don't worry about it. We got you in. Sam in Montreal with the little nail the score. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
What do you think's going to happen in between these two?
Okay, everyone's picking the Patriots. I like to be different. Jets 33, Patriots 30.
Ooh, I like that score. Again, close, 33-30.
Right.
Jets believing in Mark Sanchez. Sweet. Hey, you could be the winner. Then we got to mail all this stuff to Canada.
Hey, well, no, actually, mail it to Julie's place. Well, first of all, she wants to know, what are the prizes? Okay, since someone has finally won, what are the new sets of prizes?
Well, the new prize is if somebody wins it, if you have a girlfriend or a sister or an aunt or wife or whatever, yeah. One of those face lifting kits, they gave me some of those and they're going to be in there, and that was stuff is really good, but it's not cheap. It's incredible what it does. So when I say it's not cheap, I mean, yeah. It's an awesome prize to be part of that. And then there's a whole bunch of books and there's some movie tickets and stuff.
Movie tickets, you can, with all the respect, if I do win, maybe you can give them to, like, some underprivileged kids in the Dallas area.
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
no problem.
Okay,
we got you locked and loaded, Sammy. Thanks. Okay, so the game is, once again, New England and the Jets. New England doing the hosting and the Jets on the road. And this is being billed as a real big one, and I think it will be, honestly. The Jets, I just mentioned this, they picked up the first one early on in the season, but now we're deeper into the season, and the Patriots are playing a lot better than they were then. And while the Jets might be pretty confident, this is not going to be an easy game. It's not going to be an easy game for either one of them. That's why we're all saying we think it's going to be so close. And what happens with Mark Sanchez? It's about him, and he cannot have turnovers. They cannot allow His offensive line cannot allow the defense to get through and get to him, because if they do, that's when Sanchez will start to come apart at the seams and it won't be such a close game. We have a couple of guesses from people who have emailed us. This one from Big John. Big John says, Kate, I think it's the Patriots all the way. I'm surprised you picked the Patriots. Didn't you used to cover the Jets? I did, and I like the Jets, but I think the Patriots eke this one out. Big John, he says that the final score is going to be 38-17, Patriots. Woo! That's the biggest spread we have so far on the board. All right, you know what to do. Give us a jingle at 800-259-7901. More of Nail the Score on the flip side.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Thing here on America Tonight. Our computer picked the game of the week to be, it's such a layup, the Patriots and the Jets, both of them with 9 wins. So I'm telling you, it's the tough one to pick. The Patriots are favored by 4, and I think that line is pretty close. It's pretty right on. 800-259-5791. My guess was the Patriots 34-27. Now, there's a couple of other ways you can get to us. We are streaming the show live. So you can actually see me do the show live if you go to americatonight.net, something new that we just started. We figured all the other shows are doing it, great shows like Free Talk Live. Alex Jones on the network has his live spots. Of course, a lot of talk shows are doing that. And so it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to do the chat thing. And if you were able to get me on my camera, and we have to mess around with it a little bit, right now I'm holding a football that Roger Staubach signed for me back in the day of when I was doing a Legends show. So it made me think of the Cowboys and wonder what Raj would think of the Cowboys now. And what they're doing. Anyway, that's the scoop on that. So we did have a couple of guesses from the people who are chatting, and the chat's David in Dallas says 21-7 Jets. Jack in Australia, he goes with the Patriots 34-28. And on that note, let's go to some more phone lines here. Jamie in Kentucky. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I don't know if everybody that watches football has noticed it, but the past few weeks, Tom Brady has just looked like a man on a mission. He is full of intensity, and I look for him to win 34-14.
34-14. You know, that's a good guess. 34-14, and I think you're right. I think he does. That's the problem. If you're going with the Jets, you got the Brady factor, I think you're right, is so big, Jamie, that it's tough to go against Brady in this one. And you look at Sanchez and the inexperience of Sanchez. I like Sanchez, but I think if you were to put the two up against each other, of course, who's looking good, and you'd have to say Brady. Good guess.
Thank you.
All right, so we appreciate that. Let's take a few more from Jamie. We go to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Kayla. Hope my voice is in good stead this morning.
You sound good.
Okay. Before I do the guess, why is the weather in Buffalo so lousy?
Why?
Does they have the cold weather coming down from Canada and a hot air coming up from Washington?
That's why?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
I read that in the Reader's Digest once.
You know, Reader's Digest is a good little tool, a little magazine full of information, fun facts like that. Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it'd be easy to pick New England, but I'm going to take the hard way out and pick the Jets 31-30.
31-30 Jets. All right, Tom. Who's to say? I mean, hey, it could go either way, and so there's no definite on this. We don't have a crystal ball, so good luck. You're locked and loaded, my friend. I know you'll be watching the game. Have fun.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the great thing about this is I told you before what happens with me is I sit there and I just prop up the, I prop back and I look at all the scoring guesses to see how you did and kind of keep track of that. MJ in Kentucky. Hey, my man, you're up next.
Oh, I'm not a man.
MJ. MJ, is this the first time that you called us?
No, I've called every week. The last 2-3 weeks. That's okay, though. I'm not a man, but I sound like
You don't sound like a man at all, no.
But anyway, I'll take the Patriots 25-17.
25-17.
Yeah.
All right. You are locked and loaded. MJ, who's not a man, but a woman, definitely. And you sound like a woman, so don't worry about it. Thanks. Hey, good luck. Let's go to Joe in Kentucky. Joe, it's your turn in the barrel. Hello.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I said the defense would be pretty good. I'm going to take 27-20.
All right, 27-20. All right, another Patriots taker. Yeah, that defense is good. All right, Joe, I know you'll be watching. Have fun.
Thank you.
We move from Joe to Philip, also in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Philip.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing all right. I'll take New England 24-21.
24-21, Patriots. Philip, you own that score.
All right.
Have a good weekend. 800-259-5791. Let me say it again. 800-259-5791. We're playing that nail the score thing. So if you just tune in, you're like, why isn't she talking about the censure of Charlie Rangel? Why isn't she railing about the Bush tax credits? Why isn't she talking to somebody? Why isn't she interviewing somebody? Whatever. Whatever you thought we'd be doing. We always do this nail the score thing. We just had it on Wednesdays for the last couple of weeks because of the holiday and because of going away the one day. So now it's back on Thursday. So have no fear. We are here, folks. So from Joe in Kentucky and Philip in Kentucky, we move to Phil in Missouri. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I'm kind of looking for the Jets to show the Patriots. They ain't the only big dog in the AFC. So I think it'd be the Jets 34-21.
Ooh, 34-21. Boy, Rex Ryan, he would love it. If they could do that and beat the Patriots twice and not split in a season, that'd be huge.
Oh, that'd be great.
No, that'd be
huge. Isn't it amazing how much better they are without Favre?
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Brett Favre now is saying that he's done with football and this is it after this with the Vikings. And I think he is done. I don't think anybody wants to play this game with Favre anymore, but you're right. How much better with Sanchez? You watched him at USC and when the Jets got him, I was thinking, wow, I wonder how this is going to turn out. I like Sanchez, but is this going to be another also ran? And not at all. He's been great for them, and even for the mistakes he makes, he seems to correct them. So we'll see. You might be right. The Jets could do it. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
It was fun to watch Sanchez in his college career. I was at some time we'll talk to a couple of the coaches at the college level about the whole recruiting thing. Mack Brown, maybe from Texas, we'll get him on. It's interesting. First of all, to talk about the recruiting deal and then also the flight up to the next level and who really has the tools to make it in the NFL, especially with quarterbacks. Cause you think of the bus, like, I'll go way back, like Gino Toretta, member who played for Miami and the Heisman Trophy and how many Heisman busts have there been? Let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky. Hello, Dr. E.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning to you. I can tell you're cruising home from the gig. You're done for the night.
Yes, I am, ma'am. Can't
Good
wait
for
to get
you.
Home and hit the bed.
I know how that is, yes. So who do you like, the Patriots or the Jets?
I believe the Patriots going to win, but everybody's score seems to be a little bit high. They got some good defenses there, too.
Yeah.
23-20, Patriots.
23-20, Patriots. All right, you are locked and loaded, Dr. E.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good night.
You too. Have a great weekend. So we move to Kentucky again. This time it's Blake. Hey, Blake.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you think, Blake? Who do you like in this one, the Jets or the Patriots?
I'm saying the Jets, 27-17.
Jets, 27. Let me make sure no one has that. That sounds familiar. No, 27-17, Jets. You got it. You own the score. Very nice.
Right,
you're locked and loaded. Let's move on to our winner from last time. Chris, I was talking about this, that the elves are packing up Chris's stuff and everybody's jealous. Chris, who do you like in this matchup?
New England.
Of course you do. You know, everybody will attack you if you win twice. So.
That's impossible.
That's okay. You never know. We had a lottery winner on this week from Florida who won 7 times. What do you like as the numbers?
27-17, New England.
27-17, New England. Let me see. We have 27-20. I don't think we have 24. 27-17, New England. Chris, you got it. And, hey, your package is going to be on the way soon.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. That was our winner. Chris has called now for a couple of seasons, and she nailed it on the Eagles, too. How about that? Wow. So, once again, you can call us because this is stretch time. Now's the only time you can get in. At the top of the hour, it's done. So, you don't send me an email after that. But 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or... You can hit us up at americatonight.net, and if you go to my website, americatonight.net, you'll see that we are streaming the show live. You can actually watch us do that live thing, and if you're on the chat, we'll take the scoring guesses there. So we're going to turn the page. Hang with us.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1-2-3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Game of the week, the computer chose the Monday night game, actually, so that's cool. So you have the weekend of football, then Monday night to look forward to, and that game is New England hosting the Jets. Who do you think wins this? A couple of you giving some respect to the Jets, and some of you saying, Tom Brady. Are you kidding me? Tom Brady's too tough. If you are catching me streaming the show live at americatonight.net, you can see that I've got a football from Roger Staubach that he signed, I don't know, for some show I was doing, whatever. But it's just interesting to the Cowboys. This is their 50th anniversary, and could it be more miserable for them firing the coach, wheels off the bus, putting in the interim coach. Now they're playing the Colts in Indianapolis. And who knows? Maybe the Cowboys pull another rabbit out of their hat. They almost did it on Thanksgiving Day. They came close to beating the Saints. But we're not talking about the Cowboys here. We are instead talking about the game that was chosen, and that's New England and the Jets. I said I think the Patriots win it 34-27. Most of you have kept the score pretty close. Not everybody, but most of you have said that it's going to be a close game, not necessarily a blowout. So you can send us your scoring guesses at americatonight.net as well. Do it on the chat, or you can call us, 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Scott in Michigan. Scott, what do you think?
I would say I'm going to go with the Patriots 32 and the Jets 16.
Woo, 32. So you think the Patriots, this is the coming out party. It's in front of the home crowd. Tom Brady is just going to light it up, and he's going to get the protection he gets.
I hope they whoop their ass better than that, but, you know, that's just, I'm gonna have to guess because it's that time of year.
All right, 32-16. I like that. That time of year, you're right. That's when they turn it on. Thanks, Scott.
All right, you have a great night.
You too. Have a good weekend. That is true. Right. That's when they turn it on. He's right. But this is the time where you man up. I mean, let's face it. Either you're going to end up in the playoffs and you're, of course, then trying to get that home field advantage. As you get closer to the playoffs, you start looking at the teams. For the Jets, if they were to win, that would mean that they would have beaten the Patriots twice, which would be pretty wild. But I'm telling you, it's tough to go against Brady in this one. Charlie in Kentucky, how you doing?
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
Well, we finally got off with a little overtime for me to get a call in.
Awesome.
So I'm going to have to go with the Jets 27-20. I think the Jets have Brady's number over the years. I think the defense is too good. They don't have the big receiver in Moss, so I think Revis eats up Branch. And they've watched New England destroy Indianapolis, Pittsburgh by doing that short 8 to 10-yard passing game. They'll be ready for it. I think the Jets take them again.
All right, so the Jets, I like that, again, 27-20. It's interesting. Good luck, Charlie. I'm glad you finally got a chance to call us, too, by the way. And
thank you, Kate.
And you have fun. But 27-20, it was the opposite. Joe in Kentucky said the Patriots 27-20, so that could be flipped either way. A couple of these scores in the past, people have had the right score, just the wrong team. That's a bummer, isn't it? How about Jonathan listening to us in Illinois? Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Are you a first-time caller for Nail the Score?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm glad you found us. So
right.
What do you think happens here? You like the Patriots or you like the men in green?
I'm kind of for the Patriots.
Okay.
Okay, I'd say 32-29.
Ooh, 32-29. We had somebody else that said 32, but not 32-29. So you own that score. We'll see if the Patriots hold up their end for you.
All right.
All right, have a good weekend. Thanks for the call.
You too.
Nice to get some fresh voices on this. 800-259-5791. We still have time where maybe we could eke out a few. 800-259-5791. I'm also going to go to americatonight.net and see some of the guesses there because I don't want to leave everybody else out so they know if their score is up. But, you know, this game, I hope it lives up to the hype. I just hope we were watching a good game. I'm sorry, and I'm probably, unless this is your team, do you like to see the game come down to the wire where, you know, it's could be overtime, could be a kick, could be somebody returning a kick for a touchdown, who knows? That's how I like it. I don't like blowouts because I just get bored. I love football. I'll just find a different game. That's what I would do on Sunday. I would just find a different game. And if, as long as you've got the access to it, if you have the NFL package or if you just know where to go. I was in Tampa this past weekend and I went into there on the waterfront. I went into a place that was like a sports bar, and it was awesome. You know, just big screens everywhere. And it had been a while since I did the sports bar thing, since I've got the NFL package. And it was kind of cool to, because of the, you know, strategically placed TVs on the different games and hearing people yell and scream. And, of course, I was interested in the Eagles and the Bears. So I was just surrounded. I was with some Eagles fans, but I was surrounded by Bears fans. And, boy, that field was tore up. And, of course, the Eagles ended up losing the game. But it was kind of fun to be back in that atmosphere. All right, so here are some of the guesses that also trickled in. Annie, get your gun. I love that nickname. Annie, get your gun says, I love football. I think it's cool that you're doing this Nail the Score thing. I happen to stumble onto it. I love Tom Brady. He is the man, no doubt about it. And the Patriots walloped Detroit last week. Were you watching that one, Kate? And they've won 25 straight at home with TB as the QB. So I got to go with the Patriots. I think the Patriots win this, and I think the score, I think all these guys are wrong. I think it's a major blowout. 38-14. 38-14. Wow. Well, Scott in Michigan did say 32-16. Boy, that would cover the points, you know, the point spread and then some if that was actually the case. And here's another one from JT. Kate, long time no talk, old friend from Fox Radio days. I got to tell you, girl, I like the Patriots. If you've been watching Tom Brady, I don't know, Mark Sanchez might be fun, and he's a kid, and let's see what he does with the Jets. But after observing both of these teams, I think without a doubt Bill Belichick and the Patriots are in that roll-on mode, and they're not going to let New York beat them twice. That is not going to happen. They're making huge plays on their defensive side of the ball, so not just the offense. I think the final score is going to be 45-22. 45-22. That's like a jigsaw puzzle. 45, a Chinese jigsaw puzzle, you know, with the numbers. 45-22. Wow, that's a crazy guess, but hey, stranger things have happened. I mean, when you're sitting there and you're watching the games and they do those cutaways, and then you see these crazy scores. I mean, these just such lopsided games, even on the other end of the spectrum where it's a really small amount where, you know, they haven't even broken into double digits or barely broken into double digits. So Rex Ryan hoping that this is going to be the game that he can beat his chest and say, see, I told you so, and we're doing the right things here. It's a little bit of a rivalry that they have going on now. And they're both 9-2. We've already mentioned that. If you look statistically at them, I was looking at Sanchez and Brady, and I mean, just purely from a fantasy football point of view, Brady's got 23 touchdowns, Sanchez 16. On the yards, a little bit of a difference. You got over 2,700 for Brady and almost at 2,500 for Sanchez, but statistically, kind of throw that out and just think more about where the teams are. You know, it's that whole paralysis by analysis thing. If you think about it just a little bit too much, that's when usually you're not nailing the score. So once again, thanks to everybody who called the show or wrote us or chatted us up. Good luck to all of you. Be fun to watch this game on Monday night, and we'll do it again next week for another edition of Nail the Score. We get closer to the end of the season. This is fun.